We move now to outcome 2.6, prepare and preach or teach God's word effectively. Bible reading is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17, which says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Many of the principles listed below apply to both preaching and teaching. In both cases, thorough preparation is extremely important. There are many good free resources available on the internet. For example, if you live outside of the USA, you can get a free subscription to the ESV Study Bible and several others at esv.org/international. Let's look at preaching. There are three main types of preaching: expository preaching, topical preaching, and textual preaching. The website gotquestions.org again provides useful summaries of each. Expository preaching involves the exposition or comprehensive explanation of the scripture. That is, expository preaching presents the meaning and intent of a biblical text, providing commentary and examples to make the passage clear and understandable. The word exposition is related to the word expose. The expository preacher's goal is simply to expose the meaning of the Bible verse by verse. To prepare a topical sermon, the preacher starts with a topic and then finds a passage in the Bible that addresses that topic. For example, for the chosen topic of laziness, the preacher might refer to Proverbs 15 verse 19 and 18 verse 9 and touch on Romans 12 verse 11 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. None of the passages is studied in depth. Instead, each is used to support the theme of laziness. In a textual sermon, the preacher uses a text as a springboard for discussing a particular point. For example, someone could use Isaiah 66 verses 7 to 13 to preach on motherhood, although motherhood is only peripheral in that text, being merely an illustration of the true theme, which is the restoration of Israel during the millennial kingdom. In both topical and textual sermons, the Bible passage is used as support material for the topic. In expository sermons, the Bible passage is the topic, and support materials are used to explain and clarify it. To prepare an expository sermon, the preacher starts with a passage of scripture and then studies the grammar, the context, and the historical setting of that passage in order to understand the author's intent. In other words, the expositor is also an exegete, one who analyzes the text carefully and objectively. Once the preacher understands the meaning of the passage, he then crafts a sermon to explain and apply it. The result is expository preaching. In the next recording, we will look at how to prepare a sermon.